Hey gang, this is Damien Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for CopyBlogger Media, and welcome to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. And thank you for sharing the next 13 minutes of your life. Who knows how long it's going to be today, right? I promise not to keep it too long. This is a good episode. This is episode 10, and it's called Write Better Headlines with This 7-Step Google Reader Experiment. Did you catch that? Write better headlines with this 7-Step Google Reader Experiment. Right, and so this episode is brought to you by Authority Rainmaker, which is our live event coming this May 13th through the 15th in beautiful Denver, Colorado, at the equally beautiful Ellie Calkins Opera House. And this live event, right, is designed, it's a live educational experience that will help you, right, complete your sort of online marketing strategy to help you immediately accelerate your business. And the information that you'll be getting from the speakers like Dan Pink and punk legend Henry Rollins and Sally Hogshead and Chris Brogan and Sean D'Souza and Pamela Wilson and Brian Clark and Chris Garrett and Sonia Simone and Jared Morris, all these people will help you, right? They'll help you build a strategy. This is a one-track course that's a whole lot of fun, right? Single-minded focus on getting you to build an audience online to build a business, right? That's the point of this event. But let's not forget about this, right? Let's really be honest, too. Why do we really come to these conferences? We come to these conferences to have fun, to meet new people, right? To rub shoulders with the CopyBlogger team and just to flat out hang out, right? Have fun. That's what this event is all about. So you can get more information for this event at rainmaker.fm/event. That's rainmaker.fm/event. I will be there, so I hope to run into you. Now, on to the episode. So let's start with this, okay? So a little bit of history, right? July 1st, 2013. Google killed one of its projects, one of its products, right? Google has been known to do this, right? They did it with, do you remember Wave? But so Google is not against killing their own products. So they eventually killed Reader because there just wasn't enough interaction with it. For whatever reason they actually did that, they killed it. And so I created this sort of experiment before that happened. But what I found, this, what I'm about to teach you, still works on RSS readers like Feedly. So give it a shot. So here's the thing. So step one is what you do is you subscribe to 100 blogs. That sounds a lot, but you'll see why it's important. So subscribe to 100 blogs. Oh, and let me tell you real quick, right? So how I came across this, and I may have mentioned this before, but I saw a video where Tim Ferriss was interviewing Robert Scoble, and Robert Scoble was showing Tim Ferriss how he read 1,000 blog posts every morning, like within 10 minutes, right? And so the procedure was he just blew through them, right? He just had his feeder and he just blew through them. And so that was sort of the genesis of this experiment that I did to writing headlines. So the step one is to subscribe to 100 blogs. If you can't think of 100 blogs to subscribe to, a great way is search for like the top marketing blogs of 2014 or enter your topic of choice, like the top 100, top 50, and then just start subscribing to all those. And subscribe to sites that you want a mix of blogs in there. So just don't choose all one industry. Get out there. You know, what are you interested in? Follow music blogs. Go out there and follow golf if you like tennis or if you like fishing or if you like mountain biking. If you like sewing or quilting or something like that, follow all these different blogs. So you might have 100 different blogs that you have. So every morning you'll have 1,000, a lot of blog posts in there. So choose everything, right? Choose a lot of different ones. The next thing is, right? So what you want to do is wait till a day. Step two is basically this. So once you've subscribed to all these, and this will take some time, right? Take some thought. You'll probably get the first done really quickly, but then take some thought to do the rest of them. But step two is basically let these things just sort of build, right, for a day or two. And then go to step three. And that's when you actually start scanning the blog post, right? go to the screen where it allows you to view all items, right? So all items in it, so it's not, you don't have to jump back and forth. You just want to be able to scroll through all of your blog posts. You want to view all of the posts through that single stream. So it's fast and seamless. Next, grab a pencil, a piece of paper, and position your index finger, right, over the J on mine. It's J and key that allows you to sort of scroll, toggle through those very quickly. And so it used to be S for Google Reader, but you'd hit S to star it, right? So if you liked it, you'd star it. And so that's what you're doing. You're just going to start scrolling through these and favoriting them or starring them as you work through there. The point is, as you come across headlines you like, star that post, right? And if you come across something you think this is great, you can go back and restart it, right? If you're like 30 down, you think, well, you know, that was really good. Go back and star that, right? So after you do that exercise, it might take you about 30 minutes to do that. Then go back, and this should only take about 15 minutes, but go back then and then review your favorites, right? Review which ones you liked, you know, and ask the question, why was it, you know, why did you like it? Was it provocative? Did it ask a question? Was there an element of urgency involved in it? Was it profanity? You know, was it ultra specific? Or was it just plain weird? Well, write down your reasons, like why, on a sheet of paper. And then step five, this is what I like to call like document the rules. So at this step, your job is to create a list of the characteristics your favorite headlines have, right? Do this by writing the name of the blog post down on the paper and recording the rules underneath it. For example, you might write like you have this for your favorite headline, and you might write it uses the four U's. It uses three of the four U's, and you can name which ones. Or you could describe it, says it has emotional language. So after you've examined all of your favorite headlines, now you can go on to the next step, which is you start looking for patterns, right? You look at these and say, okay, hey, there's a few of these, like useful is showing up. These are really useful, right? Or these are all urgent, or I'm leaning towards humor, or I'm leaning towards something that just stands out about that particular pattern. And so once you have those sort of rules, like, you know, what the patterns are and what they look like, now it's the time to sort of sit down and test the rules, right? And so what I mean by that is that you start using these things that you're learning, right? And then publishing these blog posts with these headlines and then tracking the results. And if you're wondering like what you should sort of test, you know, test, track the number of people who actually read it, you know, look at the comments, see how many people actually linked to it, and then see how many people shared it on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. And you can use a tool like King Sumo's Headline Tester to track which headlines work better. But once you've done this work, you've sort of formed this document full of rules that help you create more in the future. And again, like that exercise of going through that, and you don't have to do this every day. Like this is an exercise you might want to do once a month, right? And the point is that you're just familiarizing yourself. You're getting very familiar with the content that's out there, and helping you to sort of see how you can use the formal copywriting rules in actually creating content for the web. And you can also see too, like what's in style, what's the trend? Like there used to be a time when buzzworthy, right, was really big on this idea of the curiosity gap. Well, that's since been sort of exhausted and people are no longer sharing those and clicking on those as much. So they've moved on just being just straight out stating what's in it, you know, in the particular headline. So I'm pretty confident, like if you work this 7-step experiment a number of times within the next 2 or 3 months, you'll walk with a really solid understanding of what it takes to write headlines that attract attention, get opening, actually get read, right? And I'm also confident too that the more often you put these rules you learn from this experiment into practice, the stronger you'll become at actually writing excellent headlines. And so in the next episode, what we're going to talk about the 3 C's, right? The 3 C's, sort of killer content, and those everything you need to know will actually be summed up in 3 words. Just 3 words, and I'll share that with you next episode. Thank you so much. Take care and have fun.